This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A bill to give sexual assault survivors more information about the evidence in their cases is headed to the governor's desk. CPR's Claire Cleveland has more.
There have been reports in the past about law enforcement agencies destroying rape kits without testing them. Under the new policy, Colorado agencies would be required to keep that evidence until the statute of limitations for the crime has expired, and for 10 years after that, if the victim requests it. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
A new immersive art installation is coming to Green Mountain Falls, west of Colorado Springs. Here's KRCC's Shauna Lewis.
Light and space artist James Terrell combines architecture with digital lighting and a ceiling opening to create his sky spaces. Once open, visitors will take a third of a mile trail through the forest to reach what's described as a creative observatory. Christian Cassie leads the historic Green Mountain Falls Foundation, the organization behind the project.
When people go in, they can explore, they can unwind, they can discover. And we don't have enough opportunities to do that.
The permanent installation is expected to open later this summer as part of the Green Box Arts Festival. For KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis.
The Denver City Council could decide the fate of one high-profile building. Denver 7 News wants to sell its studios, but the site has been nominated for landmark designation. The building at Spear and Lincoln was built in 1959. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.